So it's come to this. No compromise, no movement, no government. House Republicans have decided to live with a government shutdown rather than live with the Affordable Care Act. Democrats have decided to live with a government shutdown rather than live without the Affordable Care Act. Joining me, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, who followed this depressing drama straight through the weekend. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John. How are you?
So, You know, I'm so tired of hourglass and ticking clock metaphors and all this. You got any more metaphors for us?
Well, we're stuck with them. You mentioned in your close of the last segment, people getting burned. That metaphor has been thrown around because Republican aides have told a couple of my colleagues at Politico that they think that some of the Republican rank and file needs to put their hand on the stove in a government shutdown to learn not to do it again. Remember when you were a kid, the first time you did that, you didn't do it again after that.
So and they think Montessori school approach to Congress.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, you said at the top there, John, that Republicans have decided to go with a government shutdown rather than live with Obamacare. They haven't quite decided that yet. It does look like that's where we're headed. But we've done this before, and I'm here to tell you that even though it is dire and it's the zero hour and we can come up with a lot of names for it, there is still time. The Senate is going to deal with the latest House gambit today, and then there will be some choices in John Boehner's lap. Let me give you a little bit of tape from over the weekend. John, the Senate today is going to do what they did before. They're going to take a Republican bill that has a one-year delay in Obamacare and repeals a medical device tax in addition to keeping the lights on in the government, and Harry Reid is going to strip those things out. He's going to take the Obamacare stuff out and send it back to the House. Now, some Republicans are saying Harry Reid should take it, even though Harry Reid has said, I'm going to kill this thing. Some Republicans, like Daryl Issa of California, who I spoke to in a press gaggle over the weekend, thinks there's still room for a deal, and he's pretty worked up about it. Listen to Issa.
How dare you presume a failure? How dare you? How dare you?
Harry
How dare you presume a failure?
Harry
the fact Reid. Is... The fact is, this country is based on people saying they won't do things, and at the end of the day, coming together for compromise. We continue to anticipate that there's an opportunity for sensible compromise.
Take that, Todd Zwillick. Yeah, a lot of compromise there with Daryl and the crew up there in the Senate.
It was a little tense over the weekend for sure, but it's important to hear what Harry Reid has actually said about what Mr. Issa thinks has room for compromise. Here's what Harry Reid says he's going to do if he gets any amendments, any more moves that deal with tinkering, repealing, delaying, or defunding Obamacare. Listen to Reid.
Let them send us whatever they're going to send us, and we'll send it right back to them, stripped of all the craziness that they have. So we've made it clear. The only way to keep the government open is to just do the right thing.
And what is the right thing? Now in civics class, I mean, the right thing is to handle this in the normal legislative process. Is he trying to end the entire linking the continuing resolution to any amendment ever, or is it just here and now?
Obamacare. It's Obamacare that they don't want to negotiate on. You know, one of the amendments that's going to the Senate today, repealing the medical device tax, lots of Democrats support that. They voted for it in the past. They're just saying, we're not going to negotiate on this with a gun to our head. We can talk about this $40 billion medical device tax. A lot of these manufacturers are in our states. We'd love to repeal it, but we're not going to do it under these circumstances. A lot of this is about implications beyond a government shutdown. And John, don't forget about that debt limit breach coming October 17th. There is a lot of posturing going on in trying to improve people's negotiating position for the debt limit, which is really far, far more serious than what we're dealing with today. So you heard Harry Reid there say, we're going to strip out all what he calls this craziness. He can do that easily later today with 51 votes. He doesn't have to deal with 60 votes. He doesn't have to deal with Ted Cruz or anything like that. And then here's the way the rest of the day goes. The decision, really, procedurally, we know this. The decision is John Boehner's. John Boehner will decide by the end of today whether to have a government shutdown, whether to accede to the will of his, you know, 40 or 45 staunch conservatives who at this point do want to shut down rather than have rather than not hold the president's feet to the fire on Obamacare. But John Boehner has another choice. John Boehner can collect as many Republicans as he can get. Maybe he'll lose 50. And then he can call up Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and pass a continuing resolution. What Harry Reid calls the right thing is just a clean funding of, you know, government funding through November 15th, probably with no other policy riders on it. Just keep the lights on as going until November 15th and keep negotiating on spending until then. John Boehner can decide to do that. John, we do not know what thing he's going to do. And of course, I don't have to tell you that the implications for his leadership and his speakership are really tied up in this decision that he's going to make by the end of the day.
Well, if he doesn't go that route, then we're going to enshrine in Congress, at least for the foreseeable future, this gun-to-the-head approach on virtually every issue, right?
Well, this is part of the concern of Democrats, and President Obama has said exactly as much, that it's not that he's not willing to negotiate at all. He's not willing to negotiate under these circumstances. And more broadly, again, even more important, not willing to negotiate with the hostage being breaching the debt limit, having bond prices go through the roof and interest rates. That's part of the concern from the White House. Now, this is not the first time we've seen brinksmanship over a government shutdown. That part of it is really not so dire. But I think the real difficulty between Republicans and Democrats here is two things. One, it's Obamacare itself, the president's signature domestic policy achievement. You just spent 20 minutes talking about it. The president has no political interest in tinkering with it under these circumstances, certainly not repealing it. John, the second part of this that makes the negotiation really, really difficult is that this isn't even really a fight between Republicans and Democrats at this point. It's a fight between Republicans and Republicans, the John Boehners and Mitch McConnells versus the right. The Democrats have very little incentive to put a stop to the fight because they're benefiting politically from Republicans right. beating each other up. When it comes to the 0 hour of a shutdown, will the adults get in the room and say, okay, the gesticulations are over, the fun is over? We have to wait and see. Nobody knows the way this is going tonight, but John Boehner can make a decision to avoid the shutdown tonight, or he can go the other route.
Well, Todd, why don't you go see if you can get some other lawmaker to fly off the handle at you. Todd Zulick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Takeaway Washington correspondent.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.